Tractor Gemara on Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. Okay, so basically we had yesterday, just to recap outside, the Mishnah said that if you have Niktam Roisha, if the top of the Hadas is chopped off, then it's possible. Fine. Now, the Gemara says if a Tamra, which translates as like a semi-fruit item, but our local botanist told us that it's not really that, it's more like a...
I gotta bring proof.
I hear what you're saying. It's a green kind of leafy kind of thing that's just like the top, but it looks, maybe it has like a shape of fruit a little bit. Right, I can picture it. So if that grows on top, then it's not a chesaron of hadar anymore, and therefore it's kosher. Thank you. Just easier. Rabbi Yirmiyahu has a shaila. What's going to be if it was chopped off on Erev Yom Tov, and when Yom Tov came in, it was still cut off, and then it grew on it on Yom Tov? Is it dichoy or not? Do we say dichoy by mitzvahs that once it was pushed away, it's pushed away, and there's no coming back? So the Gemara asks, why doesn't he learn it out from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Chulin, that if you did Kisa Hadam and it was covered, it was uncovered by the wind, you don't have to recover it. But if the wind covered it, then you have to cover it. And Rabbi Bachar Rabbi Yechanan explains that the only time you have to recover it is if the wind blew it away again. But if it didn't blow it away, you're not going to have to cover it. For the Gemara, I dichreitz on mitzvahs. It was hutcha. It was pushed away because the wind blew on top of it and there was no chiv to cover it then. That means the mitzvah was pushed away. If the mitzvah was pushed away then, the fact that it got uncovered should not be a reason to have to cover it now because it was already pushed away. And Rav Papa said, so he said, Meriz, that teaches me, kivin shehotcha, hotcha, ain't dichreitz on mitzvahs. I'm sorry, rather, ain't dichreitz on mitzvahs, no pushing away. So why does Rav Yirmiyahu be pushed to Shaila from there? Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was Masupik. To Rav Papa, it was Pashit from the Mishnah that there's no Dichavah Mitzvahs. Because that's what the Tana is teaching me. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was Masupik, however. Is the Tana teaching me that we never say Dichavah Mitzvahs? Or does the Tana mean to say that Al Kapanim, if it's going to come out of Chumrah, then we'll say Ain Dichavah Mitzvahs? And that's why you have to recover the blood. But with regard to a kula, to allow me to use the hadas, not necessarily with the Tana, this is a Rabbi Yirmiyahu held the Tana, this is not necessarily with the Tana telling me that there's no Dichavah Mitzvahs. Alternatively, and that's probably why your eyes are looking at me funny, that you can learn the Gemara, that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was Mesupik, what did Rav Papa mean?
Yeah, that's what you said last time.
That's one of the Pshat, right. I wasn't sure which one it was to say, oh, why don't you say the other one? So,
Dabshat.
Rabbi Yirmiyahu was Mesupik. What did Rav Papa mean? When Rav Papa said, Zoi se meres, ain't dichayitza mitzvahs, did he mean never? There's never dichayitza mitzvahs? Or did Rav Papa mean that al kaponim, when it's going to come out of chumro, the hainu, by the kisa adam, that you have to recover it? So there we're going to say, ain't dichayitza mitzvahs. But not necessarily did Rav Papa mean that there's never going to say, dichayitza mitzvahs, even if it's going to come out of kul. And that's why he wasn't pushed at the shayla from there. And it's a teku. Fine. Talk to Gemara. Lema ketanoi. Let's say that this shiloh, this machloikas, of whether this dichavah mitzvah is a machloikas tanoi. Okay, because why? Because the Mishnah says, if a person violated the Isser and he plucked it off on Yom Tov, pasul, talk to Mishnah, it's pasul. The berries. Sorry, these are the berries that there were too many berries over the hadas, over the leaves. Pasul is pasul divrei Rav Elazar ben Tzadik. This is the shita of Rav Elazar ben Tzadik. V'chachamim machshirin, and the chachamim say it's kosher. Now, talk to Gemara. Savrua, the people in the Yismadrish thought the kuli alma that really everyone holds, meaning the chachamim and Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, they all hold lulav ein sarach eged. Lulav does not need an eged. Does not need to be bound together. Ve'imtim tzolaymar, and even if you'll tell me tzarech eged, even if you tell me lulav tzarech eged, and therefore it's shayech and asiyah, a doing of something by the heishana, but lo yalfinon lulav misukah, We don't learn out the halachas of lulav from the halachas of sukkah. Tichsev ba, that it's written by it, by sukkah. Ta'aseh v'lay mina asui. You have to make the sukkah and it can't be which is something which is pre-made. So again, either we hold lulav ain't tzarech eged. And even if we hold the lulav tzarech eged, but there's no asiyah which is required by the hishana. Because we don't learn out from sukkah, that by sukkah it says ta'aseh v'lay mina asui, that doesn't schlep over to lulav. And even if the lulav tzarech eged, there's no din asiyah.
Yeah. What is the reason why that's like a factor in Shach? Because lulav ain't, if lulav ain't sarach eged, if lulav is sarach eged, no, if lulav ain't sarach eged, then when you tip it off the berries, you're like, not making it yet.
That's going to be the Shach, right? Cause, because.
What's the Shach?
Well, what we're talking about is that it's already down together. I come to Shul, I have my lulav, hadas, and aravas all down together. And I'm about to make that bracha, and my good Samaritan next to me says, you have too many berries. So I start plucking off my berries. So Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik says, it's possible. Now why is it possible? If I held lulav tzarech eged, and you have to have an asiyah, so the reason why it's possible is because it's a problem of tasa v'lei mina asui. So we're trying to move away all the different things to somehow get to be able to explain that the machlekes is whether there's dichum amitzus or not.
But what if lulav ain't tzarech eged?
There's no, because there's no problem. What should it be possible? Why should it be possible?
You're still doing something. By doing it, you're making.
So it's a mitzvah haba'ba there. You mean?
By doing it, you're still you're doing it.
So I did not there. I did something wrong. Fine.
What were you suggesting? If by doing it, doing what?
The
I'm making a kosher.
Are you trying to say that you're trying to isolate that and say that we don't hold that that's an issue?
That's what we're trying to. We're trying to take away.
By saying lulav ain't tzarech eged, that means that there never be an issue of tasa v'lei mina asui in this case.
Correct, correct. But he, Isaac has something else. He's saying
that
I'm doing an iser.
Even though lulav ain't tzarech eged,
I'm doing an iser.
Why are you doing an iser?
I'm plucking it off. It's awesome job on him to do. The aim of ma'at to be yomtiv. But the answer to that, I think, is that in a chanami I'm doing this. But that's not, we don't necessarily put that together with the ma'isim mitzvah that I'm doing. We want to see a psul, right, exactly. It's also to do. We want to see a psul within it. Okay?
I had the question on the Injim Salomar. Why is it telling me that we don't learn out from Sukkah?
Because
we're still doing an asiyah by doing
right, but there's no din asiyah. There's no problem of min ha'asri. Even if it's min ha'asri, it's okay.
I just have to have it together.
I have to have an egg yet. I don't care how it got there.
Didn't have to do a sia, so that.
Okay, I'm gonna take it from the top.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take it from the top, and then we'll flow right in. Okay.
It's just a weird language tonight. It's like we're gonna see as Mahalos tonight because I'm gonna tell you that it's like the
whole yeah, we want to go to all. We want to go to extreme extremes.
To say it's kids we're not. We're able to push off all that.
I guess we want. Well, I don't know. What's pushing the cards in? I mean, the guys. Okay, I
am. An Israeli teacher named Miria Haracha v'Shoel Kushiya.
Nachon.
Okay, so you're making assumptions and don't ask
questions. Right. That's right. Okay, so again, the Gemara says we had a machlokes whether there's dicha v'mitzvahs or not. Well, we didn't have machlokes. We had a shaila about it. So the Gemara wants to say leima ketanoim. Let's say it's like a machlokes tanoim whether there's a problem of dicha mitzvahs. The Mishnah says, over v'lochtan, if you were over and you plucked off the berries off of the hadas, it's possible, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that Rav Tzadik, that's a shita of Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik, if you plucked it off on Yom Tov, it's possible. V'chom machshir and l'chom say it's kosher. So Zakti Gemar, how are we going to get to make this a machlekes tanoim? So Ruah, the B'nei Eves Medrash thought, the kuli alma that everyone holds, both the chacham and Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik, they all hold, lulav ain't tzarech eged. Lulav does not need to be bound together. V'imtim tzolem tzarech eged. Even if you're going to tell me that lulav tzarech eged, lo yafinon lulav misukkah. We don't learn out the halachas of lulav from sukkah. Dichsev ba that it's written by it, by sukkah. Ta'aseh, make the sukkah, v'loy mina osu v'nas, which is that which is pre-made. So now, since I said that those that's all true, my lav, isn't it so that b'ha kamiflgi, this is what they're arguing about. Demand the puzzle, the one who puzzled it, meaning Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, Savar, he holds. You know why it's puzzle? Because Amrinon Yesh Dicha Eitzel Mitzvahs. We say that there is Dicha by Mitzvahs, just like by Karbonis. And since this Hashanah, meaning the Hadas, was pushed away when Yom Tov came in, even though now I rectified it by taking off the berries, but since it was pushed away in the beginning of Yom Tov, it's Fartik HaNesik, it's the end of the story, there's nothing to talk about, it's possible. Because Dichoy by Mitzvahs. Uman de Machshir, and the one who was Machshir, says it's Kosher, meaning the Chachamim, Savar, they hold, Lo Yamrin and Yesh Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs. We do not say that there is Dichoy by Mitzvahs, rather, there's no Dichoy by Mitzvahs. So basically, we had a Shiloh. Rabbi Yirmi said, is there Dichoy or not? We thought we could be Parshid it, and we said, not necessarily. Maybe L'chumra will Parshid it, but not L'kula. We're not going to be Parshid it. Now the Gemara says, so let's say that the Shiloh of Rabbi Yirmi by Dichoy or not is really Machlekes Tanoim, because we have Machlekes, if a person violated the Isser and plucked off the berries on Yom Tov, is it Kosher or not? So why does the Velazar, what are they arguing about? Well, everyone holds Lulav Ein Zarach Eged. And even if I hold Lulav Tzarach Eged, there's no Chashivas in the Eged to require an Asiyah, that it can't be Min Ha'asui. So, in other words, because if they did hold that there was an Asiyah which was required, and Tatsav Lev and Asiyah is a problem, then that could have been the reason why it's possible. Because I plucked it off and it was retroactively made. And that's a problem. So rather, all those things are on to the side, and the Machlekes is going to be, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik says it's possible because Yesh Dicha Eitzel Mitzvahs, and the Chacham say no, it's kosher because there's no Dicha Eitzel Mitzvahs.
Just structurally, would this affect Rav Papa's?
No, that because this is a Kula. This is a Kula. The Samer is a Chumra. This is, if this in fact was the Machlekes,
this is
saying so he wouldn't need the Zari Samer.
It
wouldn't be a cash on him because that was a Mishnah which is that was a Mishnah which everyone agreed to.
It
was a Stam Mishnah that L'chumra everyone agrees in Dicha Eitzel Mitzvahs. This is a Shiloh of L'kula. So it's a Machlekes. It could be a Machlekes. Okay, yeah.
So it might just be a weird question, but when they say L'kula Amal Lulav Ein Tzarach Eged, it's really like Ein Lulav Tzarach Eged, right? The point is not that you don't need one. Just that
it doesn't need, well, yeah, it is. No,
like
it is.
Say, like, it's not that my focus is like, do I need an egghead or do I not? Like, if I need an egghead, that would be an issue, so they don't hold that.
The Kuliyama, I'm just going to say it again because I want to tell you where I'm saying, how you would say it differently. The Kuliyama, everyone holds Lulav Ein Tzarach Eged. The Lulav does not need the Eged. How would you say?
If I were to say it like just in conversation, I'd say Ein Lulav Tzarach Eged. I mean, like, say like, does that make sense?
Ein Lulav Tzarach Eged. Okay.
Yeah,
the reason why we're saying it like this is because Ein Tzarach Eged and Tzarach Eged is the way, or is it just Tzarach or not? Right. Okay, Dr. Marloy. No, that's not the Machlekes. The Machlekes is not whether there's Dichoy by Mitzvahs or not. Rather, the Kuli Alma that really everyone holds, Loi Amrinon Yesh Dichoy to Mitzvahs. No, everyone holds, we do not say Dichoy by Mitzvahs. And therefore, Minastam, that would not be a reason to passel the Hadas, the fact that when Yom Tov came in, it was pushed away. So if that's the case, why does Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik say that it's possible? V'hochan over here, v'melef lulav misukah k'miflevi. They're arguing v'melef lulav misukah in learning out lulav from sukah k'miflevi. That's what they're arguing about. Do we say that just like by sukah, there's a concept of tas of alemin asui? So too by lulav, there's a concept of tas of alemin asui, or not necessarily?
Meaning, what are the sevaros they're throwing off?
Yes. Mar Savar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik holds Yafinon Lulav Misukah. We learn that the halachas of Lulav from Sukkah, and therefore, just like by Sukkah, there's a problem of Tasav Lemin Asui. So too by Lulav, there's a problem of Tasav Lemin Asui. And since there's a problem of Tasav Lemin Asui, if I had my bundle already, and the only problem was that there was too many berries on it, and then I pluck off the berries, that retroactively causes the Asiyah of the Eged to be an Asiyah. That is a problem. And that's where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says it's possible. Umar Savar and the Chacham hold Lo Yalfina Lulav Misukah. We do not learn out the halachas of Lulav from Sukkah. So, in short, according to this answer, we're saying you in your Hanukkah was saying that everyone holds that even if I hold Lulav Tzarach Eged, we're definitely not going to learn it out from Sukkah. No, that's wrong. The Machlekes is whether we learn out from Sukkah or not. Rabbi Elazar of something says it's possible because we do learn out from Sukkah. And just like by Sukkah there's a problem of Tassav Lemon Asui, so too by Lulav there's a problem of Tassav Lemon Asui. And therefore, if it's already a bundle, the Hashanah is a Hashanah. And then I pluck off the berries. Since when the Eged was made, it was the Psul. So therefore, even though I pluck off the berries now, that cannot be considered an Asiyah of an Eged. And that's why it's possible. Whereas the Chacham say, no, you need an Eged, but it doesn't have to have a Festa Asiyah. It could be Minha Asui. So even though it was made B'Psul, as long as I have the Eged there, it's Kosher, even though it only came retroactively. Okay? Now, listen up.
Put the down in parentheses.
What?
Put the down in parentheses and it flows great.
The Dalin.
De Kulama.
That's what it says over here.
That's what
it says. Oh, that's where, because that's where we last discussed it. We had the same discussion. I was telling Brian last night. We had this. Azayim Bakaisel. I hear. Okay, Azayim Bakaisel. Fine, very good. Viva Yisema. And if you want, I'll say. If I hold lulav needs an eged, then kuli yalma hold yalfina lulav misukah. If, in other words, we were saying in the previous shot that everyone holds lulav tzarech eged, and the only question is, the machlekes is, do we learn out from sukkah or not? Fine, talk to Gemara another mahalach. Maybe like this. In fact, if Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, if everyone agreed that we do say lulav tzarech eged, like we were saying in the previous answer, then everyone will also agree that you learn out lulav from sukkah. And therefore, just like by sukkah, there's a din of tasav aleimena asui, so too by lulav, there's a din of tasav aleimena asui. So again, v'ibay seima, isfir alon lulav tzarech eged, if I hold lulav tzarech eged, then kuli alma, then edi kuli alma, then everyone will agree, or kuli alma, however you want to read it, everyone will agree, yalfin on lula misukkah. We learn out lula from sukkah. V'halchet over here, belula of tzarech eged kamiflagi. The machlaikas of Rav Elazar of Tzadik and the Chacham is whether lula of tzarech eged. So Rav Elazar of Tzadik hold lula of tzarech eged. And since lula of tzarech eged, we learn out lula from sukkah, and therefore this did not see a tatlam and us as a problem, so it's possible. And the Chacham say, lulav ain't tzarech eged. Or ain't tzarech eged. Or, yeah, lulav ain't tzarech eged. No. Ain't lulav tzarech eged.
If you hold tzarech eged, the only reason it's possible is if you learn the...
Tas lemon also. Lulav misukah. Lulav misukah, right. Now, that machlaikas, Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, according to this Yibay Seima, the machlaikas which is coming out, according to Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik and the Chachamim, whether lulav tzarech eged or not, and they're arguing in the same machlekes of these other tanoim. The tanoim, as we learned in the Braisa, lulav, we had this twice already, lulav, bein agud, bein she'ena agud, kosher. A lulav, whether it's
bundled
or not, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda said, agud, kosher. If it's bound up, it's kosher, she'ena agud, pasul. If it's not bound up, it's possible. So that's the machlekes. The time machlekes of Yehuda and the Chachamim is the same machlekes of the love of Reb Tzadik and the Chachamim, whether lulav tzarech eged or not. So to Gemara, my time of Yehuda. What's the reason for Yehuda that says lulav tzarech eged? Yalef lekicha lekicha miaguda seizif. He learns out lekicha lekicha from aguda seizif agzera shav. Ksiv halach is written over here. Ksauch vilakachtem lachem by yem harishin. You should take for yourselves on the first day. And it's written over there with regard to Agudas Ezoiv. It's a grass. It's a grass. Yeah, it's a shadow, whether it's referring to the Ezoiv of the Tzara'as of a Mitzaro or the Ezoiv of the Dam by the Karim Pesach. But either way, and it's written over there, V'lakachtem Agudas Ezoiv. You should take for yourself a bundle of hyssop grass. Malahalon, just like later on by the hyssop grass, agudo, it has to be a bundle. Afkan agudo, so too it has to be an agudo, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says lulav tzarech eged. The Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say lulav ain't tzarech eged, Less lehu lekicha lekicha. They do not hold of this drasha in this particular case of lekicha lekicha. So basically, we originally wanted to say that the machlekes of Shlaz Rav Tzadik and the Chacham is whether lulav sarach eged or not, and we said, I'm sorry, is whether we say dicha about mitzvahs or not. And the Gemara said, no, we had two mahalchim. Either mahalch number one is that everyone agreed lulav tzarech eged. The only shaila was whether it were yalev lulav misukah passiv lemna asui. And the second mahalch was, no, if in fact they both held the lulav tzarech eged, then they would both agree that you learn it from sukkah. The question is, does lulav tzarech eged? And they're disagreeing with the same mahalchim that we have in the Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether lulav tzarech eged. If Yehuda says you do need an eged, because it says lakach them lachem agudas ezoif kicha lakicha, and Chacham say no, you don't need an eged because there's no gzera shava of lakicha lakicha, and we'll hold it here even though we have three lines till the two dots because I'm very makbid.
What is the move to the Gemara?
So that was brownie points for you. Yeah.
The move to the Gemara at the end of the day.